Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. TGIF. Welcome to Business Leaders of Today, our show will introduce to you the best, the brightest, and the best Atlanta, Georgia has to offer. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency, and my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing and NextLink. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Did it rain on the way in for you, too?
Just a tad.
Just a little bit, but it's going to be beautiful this weekend.
You know
I cannot
what?
Wait.
I coasted in. I felt like I was on a sailboat.
Okay. And we have two great guests in the show today. Our first guest is Dr. Heavenly Kimes.
Kimes.
I'm sorry. Dr. Heavenly Kimes. I'm just going to call you Dr. Heavenly because I like the way that sounds.
There you go.
Of Heavenly Dental Associates and Heavenly University.
Dr. Heavenly University. That's
oh,
right.
You got your own school.
That's
you
it.
Know everything.
I do.
And our next guests are Gregory Senior and Junior Levitt of Gregory B. Levitt and Sons Funeral Home. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hopefully, we're gonna wake up the dead today, baby. We're gonna have a good time.
That's right.
It's Friday. It's time. We like to start the show. We just started something a couple of weeks ago called a testimony from Tess, and I like to call my little sayings angelisms. So, Tess, what you got for us this Friday?
Well, today, this is for all the business leaders out there. Remember, the best leaders are always open-minded and encourage other people's ideas, creativity, and knowledge. And when you struggle, just look at it like this. When you're green, you grow, and when you're ripe, you rot.
Ooh, I like that.
Been saying that a long time.
Well, unlike Tess, I don't usually write mine down because everybody knows I like to be off the cuff. But to give you an example, I was talking to my sister yesterday. I think I told you she's in cosmetology school and so excited about it, right? And she's always so tired when she gets in and she falls asleep. And I told her, I said, that's the way it's supposed to be when you do something you love, because you're going to play how you practice every day. So every day at the end of the day, when you are just beat and there's nothing left and you walk in the house and go to sleep, that means you gave it all you got is exactly what you're going to do when it's game time.
Sounds good to me.
Our first guest today is Dr. Heavenly of Dr. Heavenly University.
Yes,
I think I need
yes.
to enroll in your school.
You should. And you know, I was joking. You know, I'm on reality TV. I got to be real careful. I do not know everything. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, right,
I don't
right,
know
we don't want your attorneys calling us.
I'm sorry. I don't know everything. So, but yeah, you want to talk about Dr. Heavenly University?
Absolutely. Tell us about how did you come up with Dr. Heavenly University?
You want the real thing? You seem like you the type that really want the real answer.
I want the real deal.
Well, you know, I've been running several dental practices for some years now, and I okay. build them up and I sell them. You know, I'm in Essence and Ebony and Black Enterprise and all of that. But so many people kept asking me, Heavenly, how can you run multi-million-dollar corporations? How can you have 3 kids, 4 dogs, and keep your man happy at the same time? That's the questions I
tell
got.
Tell them, because your middle name is Wanda and your last
That's
name
right.
is Woman.
That's it. That's it. That's it. But no, I wrote a book. Mm-hmm. And I thought I should put my thoughts on paper because the things I was doing, I thought was normal. I
Absolutely.
Didn't really think that I was doing anything that great.
What was your book about? What was your
book
about?
My book is called Dr. Heavenly's Business Prescriptions. It's about business, money, and relationships.
Nice.
And then we came from that to a magazine, Epitome of Success magazine.
Nice.
We talk about business, money, and relationships. Mm-hmm. So from that, we said, hey, we need to get people in and try to teach them about, you know, living the best life.
Absolutely.
So where I started was what I know best is business, because I've been in business so long. And we talk about business, money, and relationships.
Because they go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. If your money ain't right, your relationship not going to be right.
Ask the funeral home men. Y'all know it goes hand in hand, because when you die, somebody's got to bury you.
Uh-oh.
And there's got to be some money.
That's right.
To put it down.
Right. What I say, Angel, I say I ain't never want to meet them, but I got to one
right,
day.
Right. Yeah. She said, I don't ever want to meet y'all. I'm like, baby, we all got to lead this world.
As a part of life.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, you said, when did you start Heavenly University?
This is actually the third one. We do one per year, and then okay. we do a workshop every year.
Okay.
But we started 3 years ago with just in mind of helping dentists initially.
Okay.
Because so many people come out of dental school, medical school, without any business knowledge. We
right.
don't learn that. We learn the clinical aspects. I can tell you how many cuffs are on a maxillary first molar.
Absolutely.
But they can't tell you about a business plan, or they can't tell you any kind of business mm-hmm. information. So I started it initially for dentists.
Okay.
But I saw the need in our community for a lot of people. So we have hairdressers, people that own restaurants, everything, and people that just inspire to own a business, you know? And then we also have people that come in and talk about money, because we all, you know, as a people, we don't get so many people coming in telling us about wealth building.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
About estate planning. We're talking about the funeral home estate planning. It's people that talk about, you know, just getting a generational wealth and getting out of debt.
Well, you know what? That goes back to what I said at first, Tess, and I said, you play how you practice. Mm-hmm. I do financial services. Mm-hmm. I try to tell people, money doesn't just show up. You got to save it, and you got to start somewhere. And if the younger you start, of course, the better you're going to be. But I think people think, oh, I'm going to wait until I'm 45 or when I get sick, then I'm going to get some life insurance. Well, it's too late then, because nobody will insure you.
And unfortunately, you know, kids aren't taught that in school.
They are not.
Which is a big flaw.
That, well, not only in school, they're not taught in college.
No, not in professional school.
Did any of y'all learn how to do balance a checkbook in college?
Nope.
No,
nothing.
Didn't.
Never. Unless you were a business major.
Right. And not even the basic things, like pay your light bill on time.
Right.
Pay your cell phone bill on time. Those basics are missing.
Right.
And exactly. I think a lot of it starts with not just education, of course, in the schools, but also in the home.
Absolutely.
Now, you said earlier, you three kids, which I don't even know if we have enough time to get to how you do all that.
Yeah.
But you said you want a reality show.
I am.
What is your reality show?
I'm the newest cast member of the reality show Married to Medicine on Bravo TV.
Okay. So is medicine married to you, or are you married to medicine?
I'm absolutely both. Actually, I'm a dentist. I'm a doctor, and I actually work clinically, and my husband is a physician. He's actually an ER specialist.
Oh,
emergency
wow.
medicine specialist.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
How do you juggle? That's like four jobs.
You know, that's the interesting thing about the show. Everybody's so different. But my story is a little bit different, because I feel like I have to have my priorities in order. And for me, it always has been God first, then my family, then my career. So I chose dentistry because I knew I could set my own hours. Mm-hmm. I work 9 to 2, 3 days a week.
Okay.
So I'm home when my kids go to school, and I'm home when they get home from work, from school. And then, you know, I hire people to do things because I am the woman. So I do take care of my household. But if I can't cook, clean, wash, and all of that, I hire somebody to do it. But it's my job to make sure it's done. Just like it's my husband's job to make sure that he prays for my family, he protects my family, but he also provides for my family.
Say that one more time. Let the church say, man, can I get amen from the peanut gallery over there?
You know, I do a radio show too on WIGO called the Dr. Heavenly Radio Show, but we talk about relationships all the time, and we actually go back to the Bible. Now, you know, I might say some colorful words sometimes, but because the Lord is still working on me.
And he's going to keep working on me.
He's going to work on me. He's going to keep working on me. But the thing about it is, your man has to pray.
Absolutely.
He has to protect, and he has to provide for your family. And if he does not do those things, chances are that marriage ain't going to work. It's not going to work.
Now, Tess knows a little bit something about that. She's married with a son, a business, a job. Her husband's a pilot.
Yeah, it's a juggling
act. Dog that we will talk about later has a sex addiction to a pillow.
He's a Peek-a-Pom, half Pekingese, half Pomeranian.
He has a sex addiction to a pillow. You got to see.
He's so ugly. He's cute.
Right. That's what I want to tell him so he won't feel insecure. So you said that you now, obviously we're business women.
Yes.
We juggle all these things. Mm-hmm. How do you find the best way to put your message out there? Because I think we struggle with that even. Because people take it a certain way, especially if it's coming from a woman. I had a friend tell me recently, I loved it. He was like, I wish I had a mentor that had a lot of sales background. I bust out laughing. I thought, what you think I've been doing the last 25 years? Right. And finally he said, I mean, like a man in my office, swear to God. And I remember thinking, it's almost like being mad at a dog for barking.
Mm.
Dogs bark. People that don't know just don't know. So, you know, I've gotten to the point professionally, I can't take offense to certain things.
Right.
I've had people say, oh, did your daddy leave you that insurance company?
Wow. You couldn't have did it yourself.
I couldn't have done it myself. So how do you find a way to get that message out there, especially something as sensitive as relationships?
Right.
And without stepping on too many toes, without people, you know, calling for your head, so to speak.
Well, the interesting thing is a lot of people do call for my head.
Okay.
But I am not addicted to being approved by anyone but my husband and my family. So I speak my mind. Some people agree with me. Some people do not. But I base everything I say on the Bible. So I mean, if I say the man is the leader of the house, I get all kind of flack. If I say something like I submit to my husband, they don't get the part because he submits to me because he loves me like Christ loves the church. Right. But people don't get, if you don't have the right man,
right,
please don't submit to no fool.
It says, be a fool for no man.
That's right. It. That's got to be in the Bible somewhere.
And he's talking about that fool you went out with on Saturday night.
I ain't talking about nothing else.
Have y'all heard about Boaz?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Boaz.
Exactly. Don't go. You know what Boaz is in the Bible, right?
I do.
Yes.
Boaz was a good man.
Yes.
I watched the video the other day. He said, but don't date cheap ass, broke ass, ain't going to pay no bill ass.
We can say ass.
I'm just saying.
It's ass. Open it up.
It's Boaz. I'm just saying.
Well, ass then.
That's what it is. I'm just saying. So, but you saying that you do get some slack for it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, now you said you own, obviously, all these businesses.
Right.
I heard you say you build them up and sell them.
Right.
Was that the plan from the beginning?
Not exactly. When I first opened my first practice, I actually purchased an existing practice.
Okay.
And I had some consultants out there that told me that some other doctors were in dire straits, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went in and I was able to save up money. And I always kept cash because people say cash is king.
Right.
So I would find these doctors, and for whatever reason, they would be in trouble with whoever, and they would need money fast. So I would go in, purchase them, get the doctors to work for me, mm-hmm. and then pay myself back. So I would actually get the practice for free.
Interesting.
Right.
Then I would build them up to maximum capacity. It takes me about 3 to 5 years to get it, you know, with search engine optimization. and then sell them.
Right.
And then put my money away in the financial packages and keep doing it. And I've been doing it for about 10 years now. I've bought and sold 8 practices now.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And I'm keeping moving. I'm 43 awesome. And I feel good.
That's awesome.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Miss Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Dr. Heavenly from Heavenly Dental Association.
Amen.
So, Dr. Heavenly, I went and did some research on your website prior to you coming in. And I have to say, the website is great.
Thank you.
Very well put together. Obviously, you're a successful woman, successful businesswoman. You have multiple practices, buying and selling. But when it comes to marketing, because I'm in the marketing field, and I have a lot of clients that are in the dental practice, mm-hmm. what have you found to be the most successful form of advertising for your business?
You know, that's interesting. We actually talk about that at Dr. Heavenly University. It's May 2nd, because I know how to market. That's
no, no, keep telling them. May 2nd.
It's at Spring Hall and Buford Highway, May 2nd, 8:30 to 4. Register today. My website is drheavenly.com. But the interesting thing about marketing is a lot of physicians and dentists just open up. They sign up on the insurance plans, and they do no marketing.
That's all businesses.
They will spend money on the highest technology, but do no marketing.
Right.
My number one thing is marketing and search engine optimization. I would use a company called Reach Local. That would do my Google ads for me.
Yes.
I would also utilize the free stuff, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, because that's free. And if I get 2 patients from it, I got enough money to pay for my billboard.
Right.
So you start out with the free stuff first. You use the free stuff to take that money and put, but a percentage of your overhead has to be marketing. And
I'll give you an amen 3%. On that.
Look, I was going to say, I think Tess is going to hug you in a minute.
There you go.
Did you tell her to say
you
that?
You are speaking my language.
I've spent money on a lot of classes the last
look, Tess eyes over there dancing. Well, you know, for someone that specializes in business insurance, I try to tell people all the time, I deal with businesses whether they're at the beginning or the end.
Me too.
Or almost the end. People think they're going to throw up a sign and the people will come, right? We have funeral home gentlemen here today. Everybody's going to die. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Nobody gets out of life alive.
That's right.
People really
True
still
people
right exactly but people still think, oh well, everybody knows. So I had a couple people tell me, y'all, everybody knows Levitt Funeral Home. First of all, who is everybody and where is your school called? There's Everybody University.
Everybody has competition. I don't care what you're doing.
And what if I moved here 6 months ago?
Right.
No one's ever died. I haven't been to a funeral.
You've got
to
be
young.
You got to be in front of your potential customers.
You got to, because they are, and nowadays everything gets harder and harder. It does not get easier.
Mm-mm.
So when it comes to insurance and marketing, I think there are so many people that drop the ball when it comes to business because they are not trying to make their business. They are doing something they love and they just assume
That's
everything
right.
will fall into place.
Exactly.
You know, you throw up a sign and the people will come.
Right.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So now let me ask you something else, Dr. Heavenly.
Yes, ma'am.
You said May 2nd you have something coming up. Yes. Now tell us about your event on May 2nd.
Dr. Heavenly University was designed for initially dentists, but now we open it up to everybody to help them start and run a successful business. Okay. Not only do we have business experts there, including myself, we have other people there that are going to teach you the number one thing you need to know is that's your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Getting your mind right, because sometimes our people, all people, think that we don't have the desire to do better things.
Right.
But it's not that we don't have the desire. It's that we don't believe we can do it.
Right.
So if we can get into young people's minds, female, you know, and I deal with women a lot, women's minds, and tell them you can do it, I can show you. We can show you through this reality TV show, through the drama, right, that all these women are professional. All these women have made good business decisions.
Right.
And if we can get that in their head, then it'll change their actions.
Absolutely.
And then ultimately change the results.
Everything starts as a thought.
Yes.
I try to tell people, you got to be careful to tape you play in your head.
Mm-hmm.
My financial advisor said that to me years ago, because
mm-hmm.
if you play a negative tape, you're mm-hmm. going to convince yourself you can't do it,
yes.
you can't do this, you can't do that.
Yes.
But if you play a positive tape,
that's right.
I tell people, when I was 4 years old, and I'm little bitty, I remember I felt 6 feet tall and 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was bigger than life.
And you have to surround yourself with positive people as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Positive energy.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like you said, marketing and advertising, because even the best idea doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be successful.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
You can make all the money, and if you trick it off mm-hmm. on ball tickets, strip clubs, women,
Angel.
Four or five marriages.
You didn't need to go there.
I mean, I'm just saying. We
strip
have,
club? Y'all be in the strip club?
I mean, this Atlanta. Oh, I know. Lord, no, that the funeral home men ain't in the strip club.
They got a cheetah downtown. They got a cheetah downtown.
But this is Atlanta. Come
yeah,
on.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's popular for, I mean, but,
Bernard.
Right, people don't realize. My granddaddy used to tell me, oh, Bernard, she called you out. My granddaddy used to tell me, you say, look, do not spend dollar time doing dime work.
Mm.
Was one of his biggest things.
Y'all got to tweet that. Don't spend dollar time.
Do a dime work.
Ooh-wee.
I'm not going to spend 4 hours cleaning my house on Saturday when I can pay somebody to clean my house on Saturday and I can go get it.
Thank you.
Or I can, you know, I don't have kids. I can take my dog for a walk.
I pay somebody to wash your car for $20. You can go make $500
right.
while they wash
I
your
have,
car.
I right.
Amen.
Amen. I washed my car once in 1996. Swear to God, I just bought my first house. I was like, I'm going to wash my car. I didn't even finish. I thought, this ain't fun at all.
Uh-oh.
Right. It was hard and it's hot.
Right.
And the wax was still on. And I thought, I'm not going to ever do this again. And I have never done it
since. Wash the car
since. But you know what? I just want the car clean. How it gets cleaned is irrelevant to me.
Exactly.
I don't have to clean it. And I think what something Dr. Heavenly said with women especially, we try to be everything to everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one, we don't leave enough for ourselves at the end of the day, because you give out everything,
yeah.
but there's just nothing left, unfortunately. Then we get mad that people
right.
take advantage of us when really you took advantage of yourself just a little bit. I mean, I'm just saying. So then your event on May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're a dentist,
mm-hmm.
you're a mother. You obviously do family.
I'm a wife.
You're
yes.
a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You consider yourself a relationship expert.
And a child of God.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that's been married with three kids, I don't care if you have a great marriage or a bad marriage, you've got to be a relationship expert.
That's what I'm
yes.
trying to tell you.
Because you're a better woman than me.
It's What's so, your secret?
It's so many experts out there that ain't never been married. And I was just saying, like, how the hell y'all?
Right.
Yeah, you can.
Y'all experts.
Right.
Or they divorce and they say they're a relationship expert.
Right.
One thing I will teach all the women out there over the world, I got the answer for you. Y'all want the answer?
Yes.
Give it to us.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, how? The men are going to start preaching.
That's it.
Pick and choose your battles.
Pick and choose your battles.
I hear you,
shut
girl.
Up. It don't matter. No
right.
way.
Right.
Yes, well, it,
just shut up.
You know, I told my girlfriends, we had this argument the other day. First of all, it is none of my business what other people think
That's
of me.
That's right.
I don't care.
Right.
And if I'm going to do something, it don't matter what he say. I'm going to do it. Trust him. And he don't know. He going to want me to do it after a while.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
That's our secret, though. Don't say we're going
like,
to do it.
Like
That's
water
secret.
Off.
Look, you can give him the answer to the
my
test.
My husband might be listening.
It doesn't matter. You can give him the answer
you
to the
let
test.
It roll.
But he can't steal the knowledge, baby. It
okay.
don't matter.
Like water off a duck's back sometimes.
They don't even,
you
they
just
got to
let it
roll. They don't even see the web. They don't even see it coming.
Mm.
But I think what happens a lot of times, there was this, I know you saw this article, this lady, it was called the Princeton Mom. I don't know if you guys heard about it.
I haven't heard of that, no.
She's a very successful woman, went to Princeton. She put an article out to the women of Princeton telling them they need to spend more time looking for a husband than looking for a job
mm-hmm.
in their 20s.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, she got all this backlash and all this. Now, this was a very successful woman because she was divorced that had her two sons went to Princeton. But I think the problem that people don't tell each other, and I'm going to pretend like the men aren't here, women aren't honest. Time matters. Numbers matter. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, let's just say I'm a woman of a certain age. These are my last few great years. Mm. Okay?
Enjoy them.
Not just that, I'm not giving them away.
Right.
If you want this cow, you're going to have to buy this
cow.
You're
going to pay for it, but not it ain't free. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And you know.
No, it's not. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
So you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Ms. Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking to Dr. Heavenly from Heavenly Dental Associates. Mm-hmm. Dr. Heavenly, I have to ask, I know you're very involved in the community.
Right.
Can you elaborate for us and tell us what kind of associations that you're involved in right now?
Yeah, I'm involved in a lot of different associations that run. I wanted to piggyback off of what we was talking about. Hold on, I wasn't finished. I went to school. They were saying about relationships and finding a man in the Princeton article. I went to school and I got a lot of flack off of this saying this. I went to school to get my DDS and my MRS to an MD. What's wrong with that?
Not a thing.
Coming in with a plan. Yes, I came to find a husband. Was that wrong?
Absolutely not.
Well, people act like I'm wrong because I...
No, shit. I always get what I want.
Well, some people are too liberal. Right. We've come to a society where, you know, it's almost too liberal out there.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and I think what people don't realize is this. What works for somebody.
Right.
It's okay if it works for them. It don't matter if it don't work for you. Right. And it don't matter if you don't want to do it. The only way to lose weight is exercise and eat right. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. There's no trick. Mm-mm. There's no magic potion.
And you know what? The best things in life, they don't cost a thing.
I don't know about that.
Well,
because I just told you I'm for sale, right? I'm going to the highest bidder, but I got a promo good year.
Everybody.
Yeah, but you can have all the money in the world, and you could be the most successful person in the world, but you know if you don't have that special somebody to share it with.
Oh no, no, amen. And success is not money.
No,
success is being able to look in that mirror every day and like who's looking back,
right? Ooh. And be
happy. Comfortable with the person you got to sleep with, and I don't mean the one laying next to you.
But we do need the money.
Absolutely,
we got to get the money. Dr.
Heavenly says, "Excuse me, Jesus, we got to get the money.
No, we
got to
get the money.
Absolutely,
but like you say, it doesn't mean anything without somebody to share it with.
That's
absolutely not. Well, Dr. Heavenly, first of all, you have been one of the best guests ever. I cannot wait to hear what people are going to say. But remind everybody out there how they can reach you and your event that's coming up on May 2nd.
You can reach me from everywhere, everything on my website, drheavenly.com. That's drheavenly.com. I'm on Twitter at dr_heavenly because somebody took Dr. Heavenly, but dr_heavenly. My event is Dr. Heavenly University. It's Dr. Heavenly University presents the year to step into success. It's Friday, May 2nd from 8:30 to 4:30.
I'm coming.
Oh, please do. Mm-hmm. At Spring Hall on Buford Highway in Atlanta, Georgia. But for more information, please visit my website again, www.drheavenly.com. And my dental office is Heavenly Dental Associates. You can go to smilesbydrheavenly.com.
Thank you again, Dr. Heavenly.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
And our next guest is Gregory Levitt, 1 and 2, junior and senior of Gregory B. Levitt Funeral Homes. Thank you guys again for coming and being so patient. I hope we didn't scare y'all off.
Not at all.
Thank you for
having us.
Enjoy, Dr. Heavenly.
No doubt. I think Mr. Levitt Sr. has been married how long?
Be 45 years, July 27th.
Congratulations.
But his wife's only 35, but that's a whole other conversation.
That's okay.
Don't be trying to tell her age on the air. So tell us, how long have you all, when did you all start Levitt Funeral Homes?
We opened August the 1st, 1980. 34 years.
Wow. Oh, that's a long time ago. That's absolutely about when you were born, right, Bernard?
I was 10. I was born in 1970.
He was your good luck charm. Is that what it was?
Absolutely.
That must have been interesting growing up in a funeral atmosphere, huh? As a little boy?
It was. I'm actually a third generation funeral director.
Wow.
My grandfather started a funeral home back in 1960 in Conyers, Georgia. And then, of course, my parents started theirs in 1980. And then my siblings, my brother Lanier and Deanna and myself, we're the three children that's taking over the business as well.
Did they train you to talk that way?
No.
Right. He sounds like a funeral director, right? You'd hate to hear that voice coming over the phone. You said you started. Now, wait a minute. Mr. Levitt, can I call you Gregory?
Yeah, please do.
Gregory, you said you started your business in 1980.
That's correct.
What made you start your own versus just taking over your dad's practice?
Well, when we started the business, I had no idea I wanted to be in the film business. I was raised in the film home, and 19, I was a part of Affirmative Action, and I was in corporate America from 1968 until 1980.
Okay.
I was the first Afro-American, one of the first Afro-American store managers for Kroger.
Oh, okay.
At the age of 20 years old.
Kroger's a great company.
Right. And what happened, I had a wife, my wife's girlfriend had some triplets that died.
Oh.
And this was in 1979. And they could not afford to get the person buried. So they called my father in Conyers to assist them. And my father's always, for newborn baby, they would give them free services. So we offered them free services, and we went up, and my wife and I did the services for this individual. Mm-hmm. And after the service, they said, you should start a funeral home in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. And that's how the dream was started.
Oh, wow. And you had a good woman to push you, no doubt.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was tapping you, baby. There's a lot of money in funeral home.
So that's how, that's how the conception.
Right? Yeah,
that's
no
how,
doubt.
That's how Gregory Levitt and Sons Funeral Home was born.
So how did you get your kids involved? Because that got, I mean, growing up in a funeral home, and we can have that conversation with you and your therapist later. That had to be tough.
We did not encourage our kids. We let them choose their careers. My middle son was the only one chose his career to start. Bernard is a graduate of Tuskegee in architecture engineering, so he's been in a career of building and architecture. Mm-hmm. My daughter, she's by trade, she's a marketing director.
Okay.
She has a degree in marketing and public relations. And all of them just decided they want to go into the family business.
Right. They saw it was recession-proof.
Yeah, they did. That's true.
Is that what it was?
They saw it was the opportunity to serve their community, serve with honor and with dignity, and absolutely right. It's not market free. It's always business, but everyone do not have money. So,
That is true.
But it's a market to serve people and get satisfaction in what you do.
Now, tell us a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Tell us a little bit about you. Do you do work in the community? Because I know I see your name everywhere.
Yes, my entire family do a lot of work. I'm the past president of the 100 Black Men of the CAB.
Okay.
I'm on the board of directors of the CAB Medical Center. And I serve on the finance budget there, which we have a $750 million budget. Also, I'm on the board of directors of North Carolina Mutual Insurance Company, which is the largest and oldest insurance company in the world, Afro-American owned.
Mm-hmm.
I serve on the board of directors of the Cobb County Chamber of Commerce.
That's a lot of boards.
I have a lot of boards that I serve on, as well as my wife, as well as our children, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're very involved in the community.
Yes.
So tell us how many locations and some of the services in detail that you offer over at your business?
We actually have four locations. We have a location here in two locations here in Gwinnett County. We're at 914 Scenic Highway in Lawrenceville. Mm-hmm. Then we have a location on Morningside Drive in Beaufort, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then our flagship location, which is Scottsdale Avondale Estates location on North Clarendon Avenue. That was the first one that we opened in 1980. And then our largest facility is on Flat Shores Parkway in Decatur.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you all a crazy question. Go ahead.
Place,
I'm sorry.
We have a pier will be opening up in about 5 weeks.
Oh, that was going to be one of my questions. Okay.
A brand new location?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
More dead people on that side of town or something? You opening up?
Hey, Angel, it's a dying business.
No doubt. No doubt. But I did want to ask you guys now. Okay, that maybe, you know, obviously I'm an insurance agent. I sell life insurance. I specialize in business insurance. It is the hardest conversation to have with people because nobody wants to talk about dying. Of course, like Dr. Heavily said, don't nobody want to live and do all they can while they live, but nobody wants to talk about dying.
Right.
Tell our listeners out there today some of the things that they need to know when it comes to, you know, those final moments, your resting place, that how sometimes when it comes to money, I don't think people realize how expensive it can be, and not just the cost of the funeral, but the cost of not having the money for the funeral is even greater sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, at these days, nowadays, it's almost irresponsible if you don't have your plan.
It is
together.
Very irresponsible.
That's the way I feel. I mean, I personally, I had to go through, a death in my family. My brother, 39 years old, died suddenly, had a brain aneurysm and left a wife and two kids behind. And I have to say it was probably one of the hardest things my family ever went
Absolutely.
Through.
Absolutely.
Right.
And the funeral directors and the company that we hired just made everything so much better for us, and they helped us along the way. They took care of everything. And, you know, I still remember like it's yesterday, you know, they basically held our hands throughout the whole entire process. And I'm sure that you guys do similar work like that. But how difficult is that, you know, when families come in? You know, I mean, how do you guys deal with that aspect of it?
Okay. Well, it's truly a ministry for us. One of the things that I've learned through the years, especially from my parents, you have to be very compassionate about people, and people have to see that you're really genuine about caring for them. And you have to love the families that you serve, kind of like a minister in the church. You know, I believe the reason why most people attend certain churches is because they feel that their pastor or the person that's over that church really genuinely cares and loves them. And that's what we display to our families. We, you know, we show them that we really care for them, that we, it's not all about the money for us. We want to provide a homegoing service that's appropriate for each individual family. And they see that we really take the time to really cater our services for that individual family.
And I had read somewhere that you also help with counseling and grief management afterwards.
Yes, we do.
Can you
talk to
the audience about that a little bit?
Yes, we have. We have on our staff an aftercare program where as a family.
So important.
If you lost a child, we have someone that can counsel you with that child grieving, lost a parent, lost a spouse, or lost a sibling. We have an aftercare program that we offer to all of our family. Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group Insurance Agency, and my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing and NextLink. And we are speaking with Mr. Gregory Levitt of Levitt and Sons Funeral Home. And actually, he was just talking about the aftercare, which is amazing. I mean, like, you have a staff member that does that?
Yes, we do.
Grief counseling.
People say grief counseling, but that's grief counseling.
Yeah. Right. We have to have a minister that has a degree in grief counseling that we can assist with our families if they require those services.
I'm sure that separates you from a lot of your competition out there as well.
I would hope so.
I've never seen that offered.
I've met a few people myself, so right. That's mm-hmm. a lot. Right.
Some of the points that my son made, that it's not about the money, it's about the service. However, there are a lot of expenses tied to doing a service.
Extremely.
So a lot of people think they can just come in and we can do it free and finance it. We're not a bank, but we do what we can to assist you in making all those opportunities to happen. We employ over 100 employees that has to be paid every week.
100?
Mm. I don't know about that.
Well, yeah. That's a lot of people going home. Yeah. 100 employees is a lot. Well, you know, I don't think, even doing financial services, I don't think people realize how expensive not just living is, but dying can be.
Absolutely.
And it's not just burying you. You leave your family with debt, with all these other things that they still got to deal with afterwards. I was having a conversation. I did an event with the Atlanta Fire Department. And of course, everybody won't talk about life insurance, work for the fire department, right?
Right.
Got to love that. And I told them, I said, act like, pretend like, I was talking to a gentleman. I said, let's say his name was John. I said, John, let's pretend like your family has a money machine in the back. Mm-hmm. It makes $70,000 a year for your family. His name is John. Mm-hmm. John breaks down. You've got to replace that money machine for your family.
Right.
How you going to replace it and how long you going to replace it? That's how much life insurance you need. So $150,000 only replaces you for 2 years.
That means you got to get remarried in 2 years.
Your kids going to get a new daddy because right. their daddy didn't have enough life insurance.
Exactly. Absolutely.
That's right.
So Mr. Gregory, you have a crematory as well.
That's correct.
As normal. Now, nowadays, I've noticed that a lot more people are getting cremated versus the traditional. Why do you think that is?
Popularity, you know, trend. It's just a trend.
And probably a money thing, too, I would think, right? It's less expensive.
What's
to
in
get
demand?
Cremated.
What's in demand? Price go up.
Mm-hmm.
If you would
have
asked this question 10 years ago, I would say price was. But today, it is just as much to cremate as it is to bury.
Really?
The only difference are your cemetery fees. The average cremation is running about $6,000
to $7,000.
Ooh, wait! Let me explain to you cremation. Most traditional people think of the cremation, picture up, cremation, no service, just forget about it. But to now, people are having a full traditional service, having a viewing, having a visitation, and having
people
a ceremony.
Even, so you're still having
everything. We're doing everything. We go to the cemetery.
Right.
So I'm probably saying the next 5 years of cremation is going to be more than a traditional service.
I believe so.
Because it's getting in such demand. Mm-hmm. What have you seen go in demand, the prices go down?
Right.
Price go up.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a matter of fact, one of the things I say on my website, because my dad died in a car wreck. He left me some money, which is how I bought my first insurance agency.
Okay.
And I tell people all the time, that is the last time you ever going to be able to tell somebody you love them with that life insurance policy.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying, not only do I love you, I thought about you, and I wanted to make sure you was okay.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And not, oh, that's enough money for them. First of all, and it's the most selfless thing you will ever do, mm-hmm. because someone else is going to have the money.
Right.
And you should want them to enjoy it. My
Absolutely.
Mom would not discuss my life insurance policies with me. And like I told her, you're going to be hurt anyway. You might as well. The money's just a consolation prize.
That's
it
right.
all
the
pain
needs
to be taken
there.
Care of. I think,
Absolutely.
You know, it should all be taken care of prior. Like I said before, I think it's so irresponsible for people not to, you know, take care of that. You know, back in the day, it was taboo to talk about it. But now
right.
I think it's pretty mainstream.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, people got to realize, you know, dying is a part of
it's
life.
It's part of life.
It's
right.
a part of life. We're all gonna do it one day.
Now, yes, do you all do pre-planning too?
Yes, we have 4 full-time pre-need agents, and we do a lot of marketing on pre-planning classes. What's the advantages of making a pre-plan?
Mm-hmm. I mean, man, you need to talk. I need to come speak at some of those classes. We're going to call them
absolutely.
Absolute needs. We're not going to call it pre-need. It's going to post-need.
It's absolutely going to happen.
It's
right.
absolutely
right. We have probably at least 2 to 3 seminars per month around the metropolitan Atlanta area with those pre-need agents that we have.
Well, that's very commendable, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do me a favor, Mr. Levitt. Tell everybody out there, or Mr. Levitt Jr., tell everybody out there, Greg, how the people can reach you if they want to come to one of your seminars, come by, see what you all have to offer. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best way to reach us is telephone number is 404-241-5656. That's our main telephone number to our Softer Cab location,
okay,
which is our corporate office.
Okay.
Or you can also go to our website. It's www.levittfuneralhome.com.
Okay. Great website, too, by the way. I went and checked
Thank
it out.
Thank you very much.
And now, you give tours, you know, of the facility?
Absolutely.
Tours of funeral home.
I mean, yeah, people want to see.
We have the finest
people, absolutely.
The
I would want to see, you know.
Right.
You would.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The finest in the state of Georgia?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Without a doubt.
We actually just did a 7,000 square feet addition to our Softer Cap location. We completed in August of last year.
Wow.
So we'd love for you to
come out and take
a look at our facilities. We're very, very proud of it.
We'll have a party.
We tried to make them look like as if it's a hotel lobby.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, it look like a 5-star hotel, particularly our South DeKalb, our one on Flatshows Parkway,
mm-hmm. right.
the one in Lawrenceville, and the new one that I cannot speak of yet would have the same atmosphere.
Oh. Now, do you guys offer the videos as well?
We started the video.
Yes,
we call it
that's
the essence
new.
Of life. We were the first in the state of Georgia to have the essence of life in 1999.
For the That's people scary. That don't know about that, explain that to them.
What
real
it
quick.
Is, we asked the family to give us about 50 of their favorite photos of that individual doing various things in their life. We take that and put it together on a slide presentation, and we put background music around it, and it goes as if it's a movie, but it's actually just a slideshow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said video. I thought you meant video to fit on.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got chills up my spine.
We do video
freaky.
The services for you, too.
I tell you, though, you know what? It's very comforting for the families because we did that for my brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was very, very comforting to have
and
that video.
And you were the first.
Yes, and also we are putting in our location at Flatshows and our new location where we can stream the services out. You can be at home on your computer and watch the services from the comfort of your living room if you're in the hospital.
Right.
We're going to have
So y'all are all
and,
so,
and you have partnerships with churches and
yes, we do.
The cemeteries and all that
you
as well.
You know
Absolutely.
What? We're talking about business, but they always doing something better, something to make their business. You always learning, you always
Absolutely.
Growing, and that's key in any
right,
business.
Absolutely.
Well, they've been around since 1980, so they're
yes.
obviously doing something right.
Yes.
right.
And we are the largest independently owned film home in the state of Georgia.
Wow. Mm.
The largest independent.
Let church say amen.
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 Amen. Amen, Pastor.
I just want to remind everybody out there today, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, and my co-host is Tess Turin with Basic of Marketing and Next Link. Tess, we have had some interesting guests today. What kind of business advice you got for our business leaders today?
Well, like I told you last week, I gave you one. The next one's going to cost you.
No doubt. And look, I think we have a perfect panel, right? We have Dr. Heavenly, who can help you through your life with your business. We have, of course, Tess, who can help you market your business. I'm going to make sure you have the proper coverage and insurance for your life and your business. And the Levitts are going to bury your business. I like that. I think that's great.
But we like do. Go ahead. Add this on. Marketing is the most key thing in any business. When we started our business, I could not afford to market. So I used to do this volunteer work for the county with ambulance service free. And doing pickup crime scene, and I had this cot design with my name across it, right. G.B. Levitt. So whenever there was an accident or a homicide in the county, they would see my name. That's how I started marketing.
Wow. That's genius.
And now we spend 3% of all our growth revenue on marketing. We put aside 3% of total revenue in the budget at the beginning of the year. For marketing.
And that's why you're opening up a new location.
Absolutely.
Tess, right. Did you tell them to talk about marketing?
They're doing it on their own. They're smart people here
it's
today.
Your lucky
smart
week, people. Right? That was classic. Well, again, we want to thank our guests for coming in. The Levitts, Gregory Sr. and Gregory Jr. of Gregory B. Levitt Sons and Sons Funeral Home, located in 4 different places, soon to be 5 here in the Atlanta area.
That's right.
Thank you guys again for coming out.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
And the forever wonderful and fabulous Dr. Heavenly, you have been absolutely
heavenly.
Absolutely heavenly.
Thank you for having me, Angel.
Look, I got to keep my halo down today.
I know that's right.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It really was a pleasure. And if you missed any part of our show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com or
businessleadersoftoday.com.
And I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day. Have a great weekend.